Before Duke Energy can even apply for the permit to build a nuclear plant in Gaffney, it needs permission from regulators to spend money on preliminary plans. This week, the South Carolina Public Service Commission gave Duke Energy that approval to spend up to $230 million on pre-construction planning and engineering. Duke is waiting on similar approval from North Carolina. Spokesperson Paige Sheehan says customers will ultimately pay for much of that, whether or not the plant is built.
If the decision is made that we're going to walk away from this project, then there is still the opportunity to recover the prudent expenses from ratepayers.
Anti-nuclear activists say the effort is a waste of ratepayer money because they believe the region's needs could be better met through conservation and alternative energy. Julie Rose, 90.7 WFAE.